some of us knew that there was gold in our own hills, and it grew right up under our feet. We just had to know where to look. Ginseng's the most beautiful plant in the mountains because it turns into money. People will steal for it, steal it. Some bitch shoot you and kill you over it. Ever who controls the ginseng controls the mountains. I want it all.
Well, that's how History, formerly the History Channel, is selling its show Appalachian Outlaws. It's another reality-esque, loosely unscripted TV show brought by the same network that airs American Pickers and Vikings. While many viewers are intrigued by the characters and drama, others think the show is downright irresponsible, and people who hunt ginseng, known as sangers, and other experts agree that there are plenty of inaccuracies. Carrie Johnson is a sanger from McDowell County who's been hunting ginseng for years. He says some of the big money shout out in the show for freshly dug sang is misleading.
Anybody paid $550 for a pound of daggone sang, it's green. They got more damn money than they got cents.
Big day, big day. We got to come up with 200 pounds of fresh ginseng. That's a lot of fresh for 1 week, but the prices I'm paying on this stuff, we're all going to make money.
Dry is worth a lot more than green. I sold, like I said, a pound and 2 ounces. The last that I sold was $978. And a guy up there bought in a pound of green, wasn't nothing, $250. So.
He also has his doubts about how much ginseng some of the characters are actually harvesting.
Yeah, they go in that digging 5 pound in a day or so, that's bull. It took me 2 months just to find 4 pound.
You know, there's such an amazing story to be told, and instead, they're glorifying individuals going out and poaching on public lands, on private lands.
That's Susan Leopold, executive director of the United Plant Savers.
That doesn't really serve any purpose other than trying to portray negative behavior to get ratings. And I think it sets a terrible precedent.
Her organization's mission is to protect native medicinal plants of the United States and Canada. Together with American Herbal Products Association, she sent a letter to A&E Networks, which owns History, imploring them to, quote, correct the record, close quote, by including additional conservation information for viewers. But let me catch you up. What is ginseng? Wild American ginseng has been harvested from North America since the 1700s. Demand for the plant's root comes from Asia, where plants like ginseng have been used medicinally for over 2,500 years. And yes, we're talking serious demand. A pound of quality dried ginseng can easily sell for $400 to $900. But that's wild ginseng, or wild simulated, which means it's been grown under watchful eyeballs in forested areas where it would naturally grow, if it had the chance. The upshot is that the plant is at risk. It's been declining in numbers, and it faces a lot of threats. In fact, it's listed alongside things like ivory and shark and mahogany on CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, an international agreement between governments which exists to protect species against overexploitation through international trade.
There's a variety of different pressures on American ginseng. Some of it is certainly due to collection pressures. But there are also other types of pressures, both man-made and natural, such as invasive species, white-tailed deer, land conversion, exploration for minerals and gas, and that sort of thing.
That's Eric Burkhart. He's the plant science program director at Shavers Creek Environmental Center at Penn State University. He's been studying ginseng for over a decade.
So this is listed under CITES, as are a number of other products, including animal parts, such as ivory. And I find it difficult to believe that there would be a show that the History Channel or any other major U.S. network would choose to film that glorifies the poaching and killing of animals so that the ivory can be traded into China or wherever it's going to end up and portray it as some sort of entertainment value.
Burkhart and Leopold are both disappointed by the show. They say History missed an opportunity to educate viewers by focusing solely on entertainment. They and many academics and conservationists are worried that the culture of flouting rules and regulations will tear at the fabric of their work, to conserve and preserve the plant and the forest that enables the plant's existence.
The silver lining here is that it has generated a lot of interest in American ginseng, for better or for worse. And a lot of the positive interest has been coming in through people contacting me for information, not only about collecting, but more importantly, in my mind, people are interested in growing the plant, figuring out how they can establish a patch on their own forest lands and grow it for income and for conservation.
No word on a reply to Leopold's letter to A&E Network on spreading the word about conservation, inspiring concern, and promoting sustainable practices. But hey, that's what PBS is for, right? For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.